We're going to talk about the Unstoppable Together campaign, about women moving forward, how they've been affected, no pun intended, by the pandemic that's been going on. We're coming into a year where we have the first female vice president, 141 women serve in Congress, number of female CEOs in the Fortune 500 at an all-time high, but yet sometimes women in the workforce right now are taking a hit. And to tell us a little bit about that is Dr. C. Nicole Mason, President and Chief Executive Officer of the Institute for Women's Policy Research. Dr. Mason, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, good morning.
So talk a little bit about, I guess, maybe your work with the Women's Policy Research. What do you do? What's the point for that?
So the Institute for Women's Policy Research is a think tank committed to winning economic equity for all women and increasing women's power and influence in society.
So how does what we have happening in this past year really impact your numbers or what you've looked at? And explain to us maybe the landscape of women in the workforce right now.
So right now, women have been disproportionately impacted by the COVID-fueled economic downturn. Women have lost four times as many jobs as men over the last several months, and mainly because they're concentrated in the most impacted sectors, the service sector, leisure, hospitality, education, and health services. And so those have been the biggest job losses since the start of the pandemic.
And obviously because of that, what are women doing to survive? What is their outlook right now?
So women are doing a lot to survive. So many women have tapped into resources at the federal and state level to make ends meet. Some of the legislation that, you know, that's been passed has been really helpful and beneficial. And some women, because, you know, jobs have disappeared, are really thinking about their next career move, like what sectors and what jobs will they go after once the pandemic is over and their, you know, schools are reopened. And so my organization, the Institute for Women's Policy Research, has partnered with global beauty brand Number 7 to launch the Unstoppable Together movement, which aims and really works to get women back to work through education tools and other resources.
Well, talk a little bit about what kind of tools would be helpful. What things are going to be in place?
So there are two main parts of the campaign or the movement. The first is a video that features that explains like the She Session, like the disproportionate impact of the economic downturn on women and inspiring stories. The second piece, which element of the campaign, which I'm really, really very excited about, is the Unstoppable Together Job Summit that'll be held on February 24th, and it'll feature workshops, coaching sessions, and inspiring panels from iconic women leaders from across the country, Arianna Huffington, Tamron Hall, Kate Walsh, Padma Lakshmi, and I'll be there as well, just sharing information, tips, you know, really helping women to think about their careers, workshops on work-life balance, pivoting their career, changing careers. But more importantly, it's really just an opportunity to connect, to feel normal in this moment and to say, you know, I'm not the only one experiencing this, you know, get some advice and, you know, most importantly, some support.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned about the women out of the job force, and also the part of that, too, has to do with that sort of caregiving attitude or the role of the caregiver, so that if things are changing, who's at home with the children, who's helping to teach. So a lot of what they were, their routines and what they, how they looked at themselves has really changed. So I guess this can help them understand that a little better.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, the truth of the matter is that women bear about 30% more of the caretaking responsibilities at home. And, you know, we were, many of us, myself included, were struggling with our caretaking responsibilities as well as juggling, you know, our careers and jobs. And the pandemic has, you know, made it very clear that those are two very big jobs and they're really hard to do. And so, you know, working together to make sure that, you know, workplaces and employers understand this double burden for women and women who have left the workforce because of caretaking responsibilities, providing space and opportunity for women to think about, like, well, what is this new normal? Like, how do I re-enter the workforce and are able to, you know, to successfully manage both those responsibilities? The summit, the Unstoppable Together Job Summit, will tackle those issues and many, many more.
it'll give them an insight, I guess, what is possible. And as we talked at the lead of this, you have a first female vice president. There are role models out there that maybe had not been in the past, or people thinking, where's the glass ceiling, you know, and I'll break through it. So there is that hope.
Yeah, there is absolute hope. And, you know, there's no one right way to be a mother, to be, you know, to have a career. And so having different models of how to do it is really important. And I think at the Job Summit, there'll be thousands of women talking about their path, their journey, how they're doing it, how they're figuring it out. And, you know, successful women, you know, who are also, again, struggling with some of the everyday concerns that women have across the country.
Do you look for this to be something open for women of all ages? They can all ages can get something from it, because different points in their lives, they have a whole, there's different concerns and maybe even, you know, sort of rules that they've already placed upon themselves.
Yeah, I think, you know, the summit is open to everybody. It's free. It's virtual. Younger women to women who are starting and refreshing their careers later in their careers. I think there's going to be something at the summit for everyone. And people can find their pod, their crew, and just, you know, again, take in all the information, take what they need, and stay connected, because after the summit, because this is a movement, we'll continue to do this work of helping women get back to work. So coaching sessions, the Female Quotient will be offering ongoing coaching sessions after the summit for women. So, you know, this is only the beginning, because, you know, we're in it for the long haul. Because it is going to take a moment for us to fully recover, and really wanting to center women and those who have been most impacted.
Unstoppable Together, the campaign, the name of also the movement, as well as the Job Summit coming up. How do people get more information on this, make sure they get that summit and follow this campaign as it goes on?
So they can, to register for the summit and to also view and share the video, they can go to number7beauty.com/unstoppable.
Sounds good. We appreciate your time, Dr. Mason. Thanks for sharing with us today.